to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband, and it's official, we're down to 99 days left to reach the million goal. It's happening. I did take a hike today, actually went down the Greenway a bit. One of the concerns I had when I started is because of various issues, and I think also my attitude. I'm concerned about my attitude, how good is my walking pace getting slow? And it was kind of like, I don't feel the energy. I'm discouraged. And the drive didn't seem there. By the time I got to the Greenway, and I was maybe a mile of the Greenway behind me, and I started passing some people, some going the other direction and some that I was just simply passing. And then I realized the rate I was passing them at and realized that my pace is still good. And so that encouraged me. It's not the idea that great, I can pass, but it, you know, because they were walking casually and I'm walking aggressively. But if my aggressive walking doesn't eclipse somebody doing casual walking, I'm not very aggressive. But that encouraged me. So, one other thing happened. I went to Publix, you know, again, man needs his bananas. And stopped at the farmer's market. I got to tell you something, Rick, he and I, have radically different foundations, but we have a delightful relationship. And I find that, you know, again, there's a number of people, our foundations are completely different. We have a great relationship because we jab at each other and laugh and so forth. And so two things happened. One was, he said, you're familiar with this, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. And, you know, because that's the name of a book or something of that nature. And he says, and with all these other genders, the other genders are from Uranus. I'll leave it at that. I thought that was great. Anyway, the other thing, you know, because we talked about the fact that because some people there's a struggle and then there's a resentfulness go away, and you know he said, you know, because obviously, you know, I have my opinions and you have yours, and I said, yeah, well, you have your opinions and I have my facts. That's what I was gonna say. Anyway, but see, we laughed together. And I delight in that. To laugh with somebody you disagree with is joy. But there's, you know, another thing that was brought up because he asked, because, you know, he mentioned, because I told him that I was dealing with the issues with my wife and that the state was stepping in when they take my driver's license, which I mentioned, you know, so what? you know, and I did get the email yesterday saying that's resolved. It's a non-issue. And, you know, because he asked. So again, he asked. And I said, you know, that issue resolved. But, you know, I have a fundamental issue. And that is, I love my wife. And his response, I don't know. But see, just before, there was only two vendors there. And one was a surprise to me because it's the Ukrainian woman. And I did buy some green peppers from her today. And we had a brief conversation about the green peppers. I didn't talk about other things. I didn't seem right. But she heard my statement that I love my wife. and her reaction was noticeable. I think what I saw was a reaction of joy. I want my wife to have that reaction because I love that lady. Because I love that lady. So the photo I'm using today, there's a guy, goes by Bob. All right. What's his name? Bob Moran. I think he's in the UK. He's an art, and I respect the way he does his stuff. He does these marvelous photos, paintings, and he offers them for sale for like, I think I've seen like $25,000. So, I mean, not cheap. And I think but these are beautiful paintings. Beautiful in the sense it is satire, but it's delightful stuff. But he puts the images on of the paintings in the public domain. And I find that fantastic because he's generating the income that he needs to live well. And he can give away his work. And his work, because again, they're provocative and superb. And I have several of them on the website. The one about taxes. So a guy walks up to a vending machine, puts the coin in, and a boot comes and kicks him between the legs. And so he's then laying on the ground. Another person walks up to it and he says, interesting. And he puts the money in the machine. Stupid, stupid, stupid. And one other thing that he does, there's another one here. So convenient. There's a guy looking at his cell phone. This is so convenient. He's looking at his computer monitor. This is so convenient. He's doing a transaction electronically with somebody. And this is so convenient. And he's sitting in a prison cell. And he said, this is so convenient. Because the reality is, I think the point he's making is, you are in a prison. Attached to your computer, you are in a prison. And I think he says that. I think he says it well. But either way, the photo I'm using from him, and he has two of these that I have both of them on there. He has another one. One called Walk This Way. Husband and wife walking. She's got a baby in her arms, and they have a small child between them walking. And Walk This Way. Superb. Absolutely superb. Absolutely superb. But he has one, Never Surrender Your Right to Be with People You Love. He has two, one he called the winter version, and the other is the one I'm using. An older man and an older woman sitting on a hill together, hand in hand. Holding my wife's hand was such a big deal. Such an intensely big deal. And that's why I sent my postcard today to Jim Cross, asking him to tell my wife, reconciliation is my only goal. Because I love that lady. So, with that in mind, one of the thoughts I had is, I have my 9-video intro series. Number one was the idea that it was called Paying the Cost of Being Reconciled to Christ and Each Other. Whatever it takes, besides compromising obedience to Christ, I will do in order to reconcile with my wife. I'm not going to steal, but I will do whatever I can. And whatever I can do to take the weight off of her, I will do. Actually, because I dealt with two women today. One of the things I do is I strive to say, I want to treat you as one You're not my wife, so you are somebody else. You don't belong to me. So I'm going to treat you with respect, make sure that barriers between us, at the same time, try to show grace in whatever way I can. And I deal with two women today on that, and it's difficult. Well, actually, there was a third woman. This one was an email from the state, this time from the local office here in Cleveland. So a first, an introduction email. Hi, I am your contact person. And it's kind of like, after 11 years, this is the first person who says, I'm the contact person. And so it's, all right. The documentation, apparently, it doesn't happen immediately. You know, we're in 2023, so moving documents from Chattanooga, which is miles away, to Cleveland, you know, can take a week or more because, you know, this is 2023. And so it is apparently in the process of being moved from Chattanooga to Cleveland. And the comment is, we can address this. And so what I'm wondering is, I need to respond to her. I didn't yet. I was planning to do it tonight. Writing at night, I might stop. I might forget it. I'll probably do it in the morning. But I need to respond to indicate, yes, I want to pursue this. Three reasons. One, the amount is wrong. Unambiguously, it's wrong. Two, the censorship, both returned email and the phone calls, it's against the law. And if you're going to address the funding issue, part of the law, address all of the laws. And this is then goes to the court to address that. And of course, the third thing that I keep at the forefront, my only goal is reconciliation. Because I love my wife. So, that's happening. There's other things happening in Shofar Nexus, but that's a stress and a half. Because I personally am collapsing. But it's, there are people who have sought help in a variety of ways from me over the years. Some of them are because of fairly significant things. Because what I see is people making money off of, you know, the Sound of Freedom, or making fun about sexual slavery and things of that nature, but actually trying to address it. And then, of course, even the more fundamental, the whistleblower, which again, yesterday was kind of like, and reconciliation. I'm pursuing reconciliation. Emphatically. And good news, Dorothy Jane. I'm still healthy, apparently. I was, you know, concerned because, again, attitude by my walking pace. But, no, I walked pretty good today. And 99 days left. and I want George with me. I have three other gentlemen who have said maybe. And one of them will take quite a drive. One, Chris, he's concerned about health issues. But, I mean, we've been to the top of three big frogs three times. Actually, I said three gentlemen, four gentlemen. Because I do think Luke would indeed be willing to join me. My only concern is it may be a day that he has to work. So that would be a problem. But 99 days, Lord willing, I'll make it. I'll do my millionth jumping jack. And George will be with me. That is my hope and my desire. My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.